question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Welcome back, everyone. It is your travel duo, Robert Mary, here with you for the B Block and today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation as we get ready to reconnect with Alex Sharp, CEO of Signature Travel Network. This portion of the program is sponsored by Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
And with Cyber Monday coming up after Thanksgiving, you're going to want to lock in your big free night hotel savings with Preferred, so be sure to check them out for an array of deals. Preferred Hotels and Resorts can help make your travels easier with 700 or so hotels and resorts in 80 countries.
They're also offering three distinct buyout options for full floor, whole wing or entire property buyouts at 100 different properties, something perfect for family reunions, upcoming holiday gatherings, or a long-delayed business conference. Plus, listeners of our show get elite status for free in their I Prefer loyalty program. Go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, click on that I Prefer banner right at the top of the homepage, and you're on your way to all those special savings from Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
All right, as one of America's oldest retail travel cooperatives, Signature Travel Network has developed a large network of travel professionals. They pride themselves on offering one-of-a-kind services and unique benefits with top tour operators, hoteliers, car rental companies, destination specialists, cruise operators, travel service businesses, and many more. It's been about a year since we last connected with their CEO, Alex Sharp, and since he's holding on that show hotline, let's get right into today's Chief Travel Leader segment.
Alex, nice to have you here again with us on the big show. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you for having me. This is great. Been looking forward to this.
Well, thank you, as have we. So, you know, I know we have a large number of travel agents or advisors who listen to the show, as well as many top executives with various travel companies and related tourism and boards and associations. So since May, Mary and I have been traveling regularly on RM World Travel's big Let's Go America tour. We're just back from Stop 7 last week in Santa Barbara and Hotel California. In 3 weeks, we'll be on December 11th, we'll be down in San Antonio for Stop 8 at Hotel Emma. I share that because we're seeing and experiencing a lot in travel. We're sharing much of it with the show audience through the various broadcasts. But I'd like to hear from you about what Signature Travel Network is encountering, since you are one of America's oldest retail travel cooperatives, as Mary just mentioned, and you have a major footprint that touches so many sectors of the travel world.
We do, and it's been a really interesting time because, you know, we're finding the consumers are desperate to get out in many, many cases. They want to know where they can go now, but they've also had 20 months of dreaming. So where do they want to go in the future? We're finding that they're spending more. They want to stay longer. They want to upgrade and do, you know, a nicer experience. They want to travel with family that maybe what they weren't, not the family necessarily that they were trapped within their house for the last 20 months, but their extended family, right? They want to do that. And so we're getting more and more requests. Our advisors have had to really broaden their scope and what they do well, and including domestic, which is, you know, for many, many years, you know, frankly, many of us who are travelers, we've neglected the really great spots here domestically, and now we're rediscovering them in addition to dreaming and thinking about where we want to go as the world continues to open.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing with this tour. We're completely rediscovering.
It's to invest in America. That's exactly right.
Our own country right now. So, Alex, this week our friends at the Global Business Travel Association held their annual expo in Orlando. Our show partner, Preferred Hotels, held a big awards gathering up in Boston. Cruise World was a week ago in Miami Beach, and I know Signature Travel Network just held its annual conference in Las Vegas. So just like we are, people are definitely traveling again. I'm told that you had more than 1,100 advisors in attendance. So share some of the highlights with everyone listening and maybe a few takeaways that are still fresh with you.
Yeah, I tell you, it was an emotional time for the advisors because it's been such a difficult time. Look, everybody struggled in their own way through COVID, and any regular problems got exacerbated during COVID. But, you know, the travel industry was particularly hard hit. These advisors really struggled. Many advisors, you know, from the industry are no longer in the industry or maybe now coming back into the industry. So it was an emotional time. We had, as you said, over 1,100 advisors, about 600 partners from around the world. And first and foremost, I joked with them. I said, hey, we could have had this in a single wide trailer with a six-pack of beer, and everyone would have had a great time.
Yeah.
They were just so happy to be
to
together.
Be together. Mm.
But on top of it, it was the first piece was gratitude, you know, thanking each other for sharing and working with each other through this as we've had to navigate for our customers and just our own businesses. But then it was really about, you know, all this information that's out there. Well, what's it like on your product or in your destination, and how do we get there, and what's been your experience, and have you sent customers there? And so frankly, a lot of what I presented from the stage was interesting, but not the critical piece of it. It was the discussions, it was the one-on-one appointments between them and our preferred partners from around the world that was just so valuable.
I mean, so
good to hear, Alex.
We're hearing so much of that from these various conferences and expos that are going
on.
And seeing that.
Part.
I mean, listen, even when we're on the tour, the people that are coming up to us, just happy that we're out there. And it's just good to see that. So, all right, so I'm going to get a little real here because, you know, Alex, a few weeks ago we were talking with Asta Zane Kirby, and we were discussing really where some of the real values or good deals can be found in travel currently. Inflation is real. It's getting worse. Travel is more expensive these days. You know, so many businesses have had to implement pandemic protocols at sizable costs, okay, that are not all being passed on. I mean, some of them are. The overall cost of doing business, whether it includes hiring employees, you know, it's gone up. We all know that. I mean, you know that with Signature. We know it with our business. So with the holidays coming, you know, and then soon we're going to be into a new year, where are some areas of the U.S. or perhaps parts of the world that you feel are delivering a decent value right now to travelers?
You know, what jumps out, at least in the next 4 to 6 months for me, is cruise. You know, look, you've been traveling, and yes, people are so excited to see us, but let's be honest, right? The costs, domestic travel right now are up. There's some great value still to be had, but the costs are still, they're up because they have to be. Many of the hotels are still in recovery mode from a staffing perspective, so services in some cases are less than they were, but you're paying more.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been on a couple of cruise ships here in the last few weeks, and I've never been around a group of employees, right, of the crew, that is more excited to be back to work. They didn't have unemployment. They didn't get stimulus checks, right? They are so grateful for a vaccine shot, to know that they're fully vaccinated, and to have work. And so cruise ships are running, you know, probably at least through quarter one at a diminished occupancy, purposefully, right, to make sure it remains safe. It has, frankly, become one of the safest modes of travel anywhere. I mean, the numbers are astounding. The number of positive cases is so low because everyone's vaccinated. The protocols are so good. And so there's tremendous value out there. But it's not going to last because I will tell you, our network of advisors has over $1 billion, that's with a B, booked for 2022. But most of it starts April, May of next year forward. Mm-hmm. So get people on board now through that first quarter in particular, and I think they're going to find a tremendous, tremendous product, highest scores they've ever seen, and a good value.
Well, you know, when you mention cruises, one thing to keep in mind as well, that should continue because there are so many new cruise ships that are scheduled to come online, so the capacity will continue to grow. And I would agree.
Yeah,
I think that's well put.
Good points regarding cruising. Alex, before we let you go today, since our show is now heard on over 480-plus weekly radio stations, there's a lot going on in terms of land travel. We saw the restrictions going on with Austria. They're going into at least a 10-day lockdown again next week. Munich has canceled the Christmas markets. This is a tough time to plan travel because things are ever-changing. Any final word or message that you want to share with our listeners?
Well, it is tough. And it's tough for travel advisors as well, but they certainly have the tools and the connections with the various partners from around the world to help make good educated decisions, and then most importantly, to keep consumers updated. And I think everyone has to go into this with the understanding and expectation that if you book 6 months out, you book a year out, things are going to change. You're going to have to be flexible. But you have to lean on someone, and in this case, I like to think they'll lean on one of our travel advisors to just guide them through that and understand the changes and leverage their relationships with those partners to make sure when things change, hey, we need to go do something else, or it doesn't work, or what's the workaround. So I think in many ways, frankly, it's pointing towards having that advocate, having that interpreter for all this information. And what we do is really focus on how do we give our advisors all the information at their fingertips, right? There's a lot of great tools out there that are available to them, but it's critical because they're the lifeline for these consumers.
Well, yeah. And since you have a company that you oversee that dates back to 1956, listen, you've got your finger on the pulse. That's one of the reasons that we wanted to have you on the show today. We do certainly hope that you and your family have a pleasant Thanksgiving. Do stay in touch. And, Alex, we appreciate the check-in today, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Love the work you're doing and how much it's growing. So congratulations to you too.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a fabulous Thanksgiving with your family. Take care, Alex.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You as well.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Honest commentary from Alex. That was a good conversation with him, Mary. But we need to step aside for some sponsor messages. If you want to hear the interview with Alex again or any part of today's show or past broadcast, don't forget we archive every hour of every program at rmworldtravel.com. 80% of the show is still to come, including the Destination Spotlight, Open Road, and Museum Gallery, plus a whole lot more. Stick around. We're back after this quick sponsors break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.